Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeev Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Ruven Ben Hoffman, and Barry Hoffman. We're going to speak about one basic subject on this week's program. I was intending to speak about something important related to Israel, but because of the latest news about Hillary Clinton's pneumonia and her health problems, I think we have to speak about that issue because that very much affects not only America, it also affects Israel in a very profound way. It is good that Hillary Clinton has health problems. That's good for us. It's good for America, it's good for Israel if she becomes president. If she becomes president and she's weak, and she has pneumonia and other health issues, that's good. Let me explain why, because it goes against the intuitive sense of most voters who think we need a strong and healthy president. We need a strong and healthy president if it's a good president, if it's a president who's going to do positive things like Ted Cruz, then we would want a strong and healthy president. And Ted Cruz is a vigorous and healthy individual. And what a great nominee he would have been against Hillary Clinton. Now, he would have been the perfect candidate to run against her now, because he's young and vigorous and just the perfect candidate to run against her. But unfortunately, we don't have a good candidate like Ted Cruz. We have two very bad candidates who are promising to do terrible things. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both have agendas that will destroy, in the end, America and Israel, God forbid, if they're able to fulfill and complete their agendas. So when you have bad leaders like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you don't want them to be strong. You want them to be as weak as possible. Donald Trump, for instance, if he's strong and vigorous and healthy, and I don't know how healthy he is, the two-paragraph letter he released from his hippie doctor, who looks like a hippie and who's absolutely out of his mind, the two-paragraph letter that he released from this crazy doctor that he had, it says absolutely nothing. It's an absurd letter that's laughable, that any true physician would laugh at a letter like this. But then that's all he's released. So who knows what Donald Trump's health situation is. But let's assume for the moment that he is healthy and that he would be a vigorous leader. God forbid. If he's a vigorous leader, that means he can vigorously pressure Israel to commit national suicide, because he has said that will be one of his top priorities, to get Israel to agree to a so-called peace agreement with a so-called Palestinian state. That's national suicide for the Jewish state and for the Jewish people, God forbid. And he has promised that he's going to push for that. There is no question that he has said that will be a high priority of his administration. That's one of his dreams, he said. That would be the ultimate deal. That's the number one deal that he's looking for. And that might, for him, it's a dream. For the Jewish people and for people who believe in the Bible, it's a nightmare. In addition to that, he said that he's going to give nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia and South Korea and Japan and spread nuclear weapons all over the place, which greatly, greatly increases the danger of nuclear holocaust and nuclear war and nuclear terrorism. Greatly increases that danger, because he's insane. He says things that are insane. And there are many other things he said that are just absolutely catastrophic. So a vigorous, healthy Donald Trump is the last thing we want. It's dangerous for America, it's dangerous for Israel, it's dangerous for the world. When you have a bad leader, and he's vigorous and he's healthy and he's ready to get up every morning and start pushing this crazy agenda that he has. And his agenda is crazy. His agenda is absolutely terrible. And he may wind up winning the election because of Hillary's health problems. He may wind up now becoming president. We predicted that Hillary Clinton would win the election. We've predicted that. We predicted Donald Trump would be defeated in November. But this is a surprise development that she has all these health problems coming now. This is a development that could change the entire race. But it's actually better for America and for Israel to have a weak president with health problems if it's going to be a bad president. What do I mean? Hillary Clinton, she has everything she wants to do is terrible. Everything Donald Trump wants to do is terrible. Everything that they want to do as president, terrible. So we want them as weakened as possible. And it does affect what a president does when they have health problems. It does affect them. The more vigorous a president is, the more they can push their agenda. For instance, Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton were both obsessed with pressuring Israel to commit suicide. Jimmy Carter got Israel to give up the entire Sinai, which was a catastrophic decision on the part of Israel. That was 75% of all the land Israel had was given up because of Jimmy Carter obsessively pressuring Israel. If he had not vigorously pushed that, flying to the Middle East, engaging in shuttle diplomacy, flying back and forth between Egypt and Israel in order to get an agreement and pressuring and pressuring and pressuring. If he had not done that, and then the Camp David talks in 1978, where for 2 weeks he stayed with the leaders of Egypt and Israel to pressure them, or to pressure Israel at least. He didn't really have to pressure Egypt. Egypt obviously wanted to get the Sinai. But the fact that he was so vigorous and put so much time in it and was so obsessed with it led to the Sinai retreat. If we hadn't had that, there's a good chance that Israel would not have given up the Sinai, and we would have a whole different world today. Israel would be much immeasurably stronger. The world would be immeasurably better. But Jimmy Carter created that nightmare because he was vigorous and he was energetic. Bill Clinton did the same thing with the Oslo agreements. He vigorously pushed it, and at the end of his presidency, the last 2 years of his presidency, he pushed ferociously to get Israel to go back to the pre-1967 borders. Thank God that the Arab Hitler, Yasser Arafat, rejected the insane offers of the Israeli Prime Minister at the time, Ehud Barak, to give Arafat 97% of Judea and Samaria, half of Jerusalem. Israel was willing to give Arafat everything, but Arafat insanely rejected it. But Bill Clinton vigorously pushed it and got to the point where he almost got the deal. He almost got the deal. Thank God Hashem gave us a leader, Arafat, that was even dumber and more crazy than our own leaders. Thank God. But this is the danger when you have a vigorous, obsessed president pushing an agenda. That's what Clinton was, that's what Carter was, and that's the danger for America and for Israel when you have a president doing that. Donald Trump will be that type of leader. Donald Trump has promised to be that type of leader. He's promised to push ferociously for this agreement. Now, him doing that and then spreading nuclear weapons all over the world and encouraging Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Japan, all these other countries to get nuclear weapons, it's an unmitigated catastrophe. It is such a catastrophe, there are no words to describe such a catastrophe. On the other hand, Hillary Clinton basically wants to continue Obama's disastrous policies, which are terrible, which are horrible. But she's weak, and she has health problems, and that's good, because we don't want her to succeed. We don't want her to get her program through. We want a Republican Congress to block as much as they can in her program. Now, with foreign affairs, the Congress doesn't have as much say. So she could vigorously push and pressure Israel. And there's no doubt she will pressure Israel. There's no doubt she's an enemy of Israel. She's an anti-Semite. She always has been. But if she's weak and she has health problems, that's good for us. That's good for us to have a president. If we have a choice between two candidates of president who are both absolutely terrible, and one has serious health problems and would be weak and therefore would not be able to push as vigorously, and the other is going to fly to the Middle East and go back and forth and push for a deal like Trump has promised to do, obviously having the candidate with the health problems is better for us. It's much better for us. We don't want Clinton to be strong if she becomes president. We don't want her to be strong enough to pressure Israel to commit suicide. We don't want her to be strong enough to push through her amnesty agenda and all the other terrible things she's promised to do. On the other hand, Donald Trump is also for amnesty. And he's going to push through an agenda of convincing people that it's really not amnesty when it is. So I think the danger of us getting amnesty under Trump, getting full amnesty for all of the illegal aliens in the United States, I think the danger under Trump is actually greater than it is under Clinton on that issue as well. Therefore, we are happy to see that Hillary Clinton has health problems. She has pneumonia. She has health problems. Good. Good. I mean, we don't wish her well. She's an evil beast. We don't wish her well. We don't wish Trump well. Both of them are evil beasts. May Hashem, may God deal with these evil beasts in his own way. We do not wish them well on any in any way, on any front. Now, another aspect of having a weak president versus a strong president is the ongoing threat from Russia and China and North Korea. Obviously, the threat from North Korea, North Korea is backed by China, that threat will be exacerbated if South Korea, Japan, all these other countries in Asia start getting nuclear weapons, it's going to exacerbate the problem. If everybody in Asia has nuclear weapons, you can't tell North Korea then not to have nuclear weapons if everybody else has it. And then you have a nuclear arms race in that region. China and Russia are going to be helping North Korea with their nuclear weapons to build more and more and more. And North Korea then will continue to cooperate with Iran and other countries in building their nuclear weapons. I mean, it'd just be a nightmare. And then South Korea and Japan will be pushing their nuclear programs and build nuclear weapons. That's the Trump policy. But one of the things that Trump wants to do that's really, really frightening, among the other things that I mentioned, all of these things should scare the living daylights out of anyone who's sane. You should be scared to death of a Trump presidency. I mean, just consider what he's actually said he's going to do. Give nuclear weapons to all these countries, spread nuclear weapons all around the world. And the things he said are insane. And they are worse. They are worse even than what Hillary Clinton is promising to do, and what she's promising to do is terrible. How can you consider it to be acceptable to have a president who is saying such crazy things, such dangerous, crazy, wild things? And then his relationship with Russian dictator Vladimir Putin, his infatuation with Putin and Russia. And, you know, the reason he's infatuated with Putin is because Putin has bought him off. Putin made massive loans to his, Eric Trump, Trump's son, has said that the money that they got, that their money is coming from Russia, that money for their projects is coming from Russia. I mean, you know, he's probably in hock to Russia for hundreds of millions of dollars. He's, you know, Trump will do whatever Putin can easily blackmail Trump. His businesses will go under if Trump if Putin pulls the plug on Trump's businesses. His businesses will go under. So Trump will be blackmailed by Russia, will do whatever Russia says. To have someone like that as president of the United States, who is subject to and vulnerable to blackmail from a foreign power that is hostile to America. Russia is completely hostile to America. Russia wants to be the world superpower. Russia wants to do everything they can to weaken and destroy America. They've always been anti-American. They will do anything they can to weaken and destroy America and to destroy the West. That's Russia's objective. And Trump is a puppet of Russia. He is a puppet of Russia. He parrots whatever Russia's policies are. He parrots those policies. Russia invades the Ukraine. Trump supported them and justified it. Russia is helping Iran with their nuclear program. Trump will justify everything. He'll justify all of these things. That's also very dangerous for America and very dangerous for Israel. Having America and Russia working together, joining together to gang up on little Israel and tell little Israel that she has to commit suicide and create a so-called Palestinian state, that is very, very dangerous for Israel. Very dangerous. Trump and Putin will join forces and gang up on Israel. And the implications for the world and for the United States of having a president of the United States who is following the dictates of Putin, someone who wants only the worst for America and for the West. Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous situation. So, thank God that if Hillary does become president, of course, it'll be terrible if she becomes president. No matter who wins in this race, it's going to be Trump or Clinton, and both of them are terrible. But thank God, at least, that she has health problems. We want her to have health problems. We want her to be as sick and weak as possible so she'll be as ineffective. Because why do we want an ineffective... If a president is bad, why do we want them to be ineffective? Obviously, because everything they're going to do is bad. So we want them to be unable to carry out their bad policies. Everything Clinton succeeds in doing as president will be harmful. Whatever she succeeds in getting passed or doing, it's going to wind up hurting. So we want her to get as little accomplished as possible. If she has health problems and other issues and can't vigorously physically get into the job, because being president, part of it is to be physically part of that job. If she can't fully put all of her strength, if she doesn't have the strength to physically push the agenda on all these subjects, that's good. That's good. Whereas with Trump, him pushing his agenda is is something we should be very, very concerned about. Remember, on every single issue, Donald Trump has said things that are absolutely insane. Not only giving nuclear weapons to all these countries, that issue, by the way, the minute he said that he wants to give nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Japan, the minute he said that, Every single sane person should have said, I don't care what he says on any other issue, he's unacceptable. We will never support him. That in and of itself absolutely disqualifies him from being president and makes anything else he says on any other issue irrelevant. It pales into insignificance. The danger that would cause for America and for the world is so great. The danger of him spreading nuclear weapons all over the world is so great that all the other issues pale into insignificance, pale into unimportance compared to the issue of him saying that he's in favor of nuclear proliferation, as he did say. He says, well, they're all going to get the weapons anyway, we might as well. I mean, just insane. Insane. And yes, I take seriously what he says. If you don't take seriously what he says, then why are you supporting him? If you don't believe anything he says, if you think he's just all mouthing off things and you don't believe it, then why support him? And by the way, the crazy things he said he's going to do, he, as president, doesn't need the approval of Congress to do these crazy things. The crazy things he's proposing to do, he doesn't need the approval of Congress even to do them. He can do it unilaterally as president. He has the power to do these things. God forbid. And on the economy, he has said, Trump has said, that he is going to, that he thinks the United States should not pay back its debt. That if people bought U.S. Treasury bonds or other bonds, bondholders should not get their money back. Or that he wants to negotiate on how much to give them back. That's bankruptcy. He wants to run the United States economy like he ran his bankrupted casinos. I mean, this is madness. Do you know what will happen? By the day he wins, if he wins, I think you're going to see the stock market crash. If he wins. Stock market will not like to, would not want to see a Trump victory. And then he starts making these statements that we're not going to pay our debt, stock market will crash. I mean, literally crash. We could have a Great Depression. Oh, what a mess. And Jews who claim to be pro-Israel who supported Trump over Cruz. How could you support Trump with all the terror? I mean, the things he said on Israel are terrible. And we have Orthodox Jews and rabbis and other people saying, oh no, just because he's a Republican, you automatically... Okay, I agree, the Republicans usually are better than the Democrats on Israel. I agree with that. But not in this case. Not in this case. We supported even John... We hated John McCain. Despised John McCain. But when John McCain was running against Barack Hussein Obama, we wanted to stop Obama, so we... It was very hard for us to do, but we supported John McCain against Barack Hussein Obama in 2008. 2012, we supported Mitt Romney against Barack Hussein Obama, even though we hated Mitt Romney. But we wanted to stop Obama. So we have supported lesser of the evils. We've supported Republican candidates who were terrible because they were less terrible than the Democrat. We've done that over and over again. But this is a case where Donald Trump is not the lesser of the evils. Not at all. Donald Trump is worse than McCain and worse than Romney. And that is pretty bad. That is pretty bad. Anyway, I mean, I'm not going to vote at all. I'm not going to vote. I guess you can write in Ted Cruz's name. You can, if I vote, I will just vote down ballot. I'll just vote for the offices down ballot. I won't vote for president because I'm not going to support either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. But to say that, you know, the people who say, well, with Hillary, we know what we're going to get is bad. That's true. But with Donald Trump, we don't know. Oh, yes, we do. Just look at what he says. Look at what he says. What he says he's going to do is even worse than what Hillary is going to do. Even worse. It's so important. It's so important that we be able to reach large numbers of people with this message. I just did a video in Hebrew speaking about this as well, because the Jews in Israel don't know what's going on. They don't have any idea what's really going on. And they're being brainwashed. And we're the one voice of truth. We're the only voice of truth when it comes to the presidential election in the United States in speaking to the Jews of Israel. And they should, they have to know, because after the election they're going to be subject to terrible pressure to commit suicide, God forbid. So it's important that they know. Anyway, if you agree our message is important, and if you want to spread that message, and if you want the Jews of Israel to be given the truth and exposed to the truth, as we do, well, I mean, we do it on a daily basis in Israel. In Israel, we have new posts and new videos all the time, much, much more than in our English language movement, much more what we're doing in terms of the posts and the videos and all the activity we're doing in Israel, much more. And of course, but of course, we also have a message that's important for America. If you agree that this message has to be spread, then help us. Help us by promoting our English and Hebrew language videos. Help us by joining our Hebrew language page, if you speak Hebrew, hayamin.org, hayamin.org, and the English language page that the great Shlomo runs, jtf.org. And pray for us. Pray for our success in what we're doing. And yes, yes, our downfall is the fact that we don't have a big enough budget to reach millions of people. We can only reach thousands instead of millions. It's important for us to do what we're doing. The thousands that we're reaching, that's important too. But we need to reach as many people as possible, and the more support we get, the more people we can reach, the more good that we can do. So, God bless the great JTFers who send on a regular basis checks and money orders and cash donations to our post office box. God bless you. Every donation really does make a big difference. And for those of you who prefer to contribute online for convenience with your credit card, prefer to go to the PayPal account online, very easy to do. You just go to our Hebrew main page on top, hayamin.org. You go to hayamin.org, which is our Hebrew main page, and on top there's a donate button in English, and you can very conveniently and easily donate online. Let's work together as a team. Let's wake people up before it's too late, because this is a critical time. We can make a difference. We can make a difference, and we can stop terrible catastrophes if we reach enough people and if we work together as a team. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.